Hello, my name is Chris Nelson. Today is Thursday, March 13th, 2014, and I will be talking about an article called Cleansing the Body to Evolve Consciousness. This originally started as a quote from a site I came across in my research for natural law, but then it developed into a more elaborate understanding or an explanation for me to provide. So the title is Cleansing the Body Temple Vessel to Evolve Consciousness, and in parentheses, as a bonus to doing the right thing in truth. This is what comes about as a bonus when you do the right thing, in this particular aspect of not participating in murder, or exploitation, or enslavement, or suffering, or harm, or violence against other innocent, sentient, animate beings. And then under that, knowledge in the Bible. So it's about knowledge in the Bible. It's about a particular verse in the Bible. I know many people are anti-religious, which includes the religious books, but they fail to understand the difference between a text containing knowledge written by men who tried to share it and those who altered texts, altered aspects of the text, and use it to control the minds of men. There are, of course, many contradictions as a result. I take this passage below to demonstrate knowledge of how proper right food helps to clear or clean the mind and body to evolve consciousness to a higher level of understanding, that is, grasping or attaining greater aspects or attributes or qualities of a particular truth. We all can clean the mind with learning and deprogramming by aligning our perceptions with truth, but there is a connection between the body, mind, spirit that is affected by what we consume in our bodies as part of our diets. Consuming death and corpses is not part of our nature. That is to say, natural law for our kind, our species. I suppose this may be how I came to understand how truth is love, is good, is right, is morality, is natural law, is true self, is higher will, is spirit, etc. Along with Mark Passio's help, of course. For clarification, the royal food spoken of contains meat, which you can find in the King James Version of this passage, but the King James Version uses pulse to refer to vegetables, so it can be confusing unless you look at Strong's Concordance to decode the meaning. Meat is animal flesh or fruit flesh. In other parts of the Bible, meat is used to reference food such as fruit flesh as well, not necessarily animal flesh. There's lots of decoding to do to get to the truth in the Bible. So the passage is from the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 8 to 17. I'm reading from the New International Version. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God has caused the official to show favor and sympathy to Daniel, but the official told Daniel, I am afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and your drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you. Daniel then said to the guard, whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food, and treat your servants in accordance with what you see. So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days, and at the end of 10 days they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. To these four young men God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning, and Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. Then there's the quote from the site that was talking about this quote, and this is from Ebionite.com, the article Vegetarian. to understand the scriptures, the higher reality of the soul, and the mysteries of the kingdom, you must first cleanse your sanctuary and build your body into the consecrated living temple. Before you can begin to form the living temple in your body, hyphen vessel, you must first cleanse it with your diet. If you want to understand the visions and wisdom of David and possess the higher knowledge of the way, then you must begin with the cleansing of your own mind and body. There's a lot of good information in there, and a lot of it makes sense. A lot of it I can attest to in myself, in my own changes in behavior and actions, and reducing my wrongs and my harm, which is why I chose to go vegan. And anyways, I'll go on to talk about that and other aspects. The above is the interpretation from a site I have been reading, which I found in my research into what others have to say about natural law, although his view on karma is somewhat flawed. His view on karma is everyone who's born is born into their life according to their past good deeds or misdeeds, and it's all according to God's will and all that, and I view that as a flawed conception. Say you were born as a slave. Well, it's ridiculous in my conception to view that you were born as a slave because of a past life in which you did something wrong. It's just another validation for, well, I wasn't born a slave, therefore my past life must have been doing good, and I can continue to do good. Whereas someone who's born into lechery or someone who's born into starvation, well, you deserve it because that's karma and that's cause and effect and that's natural law from your past life. I don't believe in that. That doesn't make sense to me. So I view it as a flawed conception, and it's a negative conception. So to continue, cleansing the body is part of our spiritual evolution, evolution in consciousness. This is a benefit of aligning our behaviors with truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, higher self, etc. I became, quote, vegan because I recognized it is the morally right thing to do, not because it would help me evolve and come to greater truths, which it does, and is a great bonus. The more you, quote, purify or cleanse, clean, perfect, mature, etc., the body, the more it affects the mind, consciousness, and our ability to align and embody aspects of, quote, spirit. This is how I understand what we can do. Some people say there is a higher process of actually connecting or having the higher self communicate with us, but I have yet to hear voices talking to me as a communication about truth or sudden insights that have no bearing on existing knowledge I have gained through correspondence, correlation, and pattern interconnecting of my own assimilation. I am the one doing the work to find truth. The higher self isn't manipulating Google search results for me. We are the ones who have to do the hard work, the great work. By finding truth, we can choose to align with it or not, and this is the alignment with the higher self. Not the reality, first level truth, as I call it, of seeing reality as it is, for the good and bad, light and dark, positive and negative, but the second level truth of what is right, good, moral, etc. Ways to live and be. This is walking and living the way, as I understand it. Embodying truth, love, good, right, natural law, etc. When I hear people say that they are, quote, connected to source, or, quote, source teaches me, or, quote, God teaches me, or, quote, nature teaches me, etc., and they, quote, don't need to learn from others, quote, don't need to read, unless it's Wayne Dyer or someone else selling bullshit that makes them feel good or special. Quote, don't need to actively seek truth that others put out, and other excuses that they come up with to not seek truth. I can usually see that they are lying to themselves by their own expressions of consciousness that they show to me. If they were actually connected and, quote, communicating with, quote, source, as they claim, they would already have the truth that they obviously don't have. All I have to do is observe, and they expose themselves as liars. Their actions and behaviors demonstrate a lack of understanding core, foundational principles of truth. And I know they are not actually, quote, connected, because for me the word connected is a euphemism to represent alignment, embodiment, and being, truth, love, good, etc. When they act and behave against what is truth, love, good, right, moral, then I know it's all in their own delusional minds. When I hear people say these things, I'm immediately skeptical of their claims. I view it as an attempt to have others view them as special. This is a manipulation tactic often used by con men and charlatans who want to have others pay attention to them and possibly give them some form of reverence or import. Many people tell themselves they are spiritual. It is a buzzword of the pseudo-spiritual movements, such as the New Age movement. And it's not actually true. They just tell themselves that in order to feel good and think that they're special because they have attained some aspect of truth, when they're actually ignoring really important aspects of truth that are making them do wrong actions and cause harm because they're aligned with falsity. So they just like to call themselves spiritual because they gotten a little piece of it, and now they're going to use this buzzword, and, oh, I'm spiritual. La da 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 lee da lee da loo da loo. Whatever. It's all just bullshit. You want to call yourself spiritual? Well, you have to actually be spiritual. You have to actually align with those values and those principles of truth, of good and right. So what I'm talking about is people who aren't vegetarian, not working to become vegan, those people aren't really spiritual. They might have aspects of spirituality, but they're not like purely spiritual because they're ignoring an obvious aspect. They just don't want to face it. So back when I wasn't vegan or I wasn't trying to become vegan, or I didn't know about the harm I was doing, I was ignorant. I was in low consciousness. If I would have called myself spiritual, I would have just been lying to myself. Even now, I don't call myself spiritual because I just view it as a buzzword to just gain reverence and have myself feel important. Anyways, you can see it in all the gurus and all these pseudo-spiritual movements. Oh, I'm spiritual. Yeah, yeah. My ass, you're spiritual. I'll continue with the article. I am not special, not more than anyone else. I only have certain aspects of truth aligned with me, embodied, and a part of my being that I have taken in because I have chosen to take it in and have chosen to become those values. This embodiment of truth, love, good, right, through your active choice in actions and behaviors, can be represented as, quote, spiritual. I don't have a problem if you call it that, but don't go lying to yourself, telling yourself, oh, I'm so spiritual, oh, I'm so connected, when I can see that your behaviors and your actions are still engaged in enslavement, in exploitation, in harm, in suffering, in violence, or murder. You know, don't go lying to yourself. Actually align with those values all the way. It's one way. Truth, love, good, right, natural law is one way. You can embody certain aspects of it. I'm not all the way. I don't know everything. But I can tell you where I am at, and I can recognize where other people are at. To continue with the article, the higher self doesn't just speak and give you everything on a silver platter, spoon-fed with ease. You have to work for it. You have to seek, find, and choose to become it. There are requirements. Truth takes time. Time, energy, effort, dedication, determination, and persistence. Thinking you can learn certain aspects of truth on your own is possible, but it will take much more time, effort, and energy than if you seek out truth others have been so kind to share with everyone. Why reinvent the wheel? Thousands of other people have improved upon the design already. Seek truth in what others have said, as well as your own ability to draw new connections and emergent properties from the existing data set or pool of truth you recognize. Those who believe in, act, behave, and live out lives based in falsity, fear, evil, wrong, and immorality are less actualized with truth, love, good, and therefore their embodiment of certain aspects of truth is less, since they are already embodying and living wrongdoings in their lives. To claim to be, quote, spiritual, quote, connected, quote, good, when you do the opposite in violation of what is truth, love, good, right, morality, etc., is not to be really, quote, spiritual or connected or good, or at least is only a partial embodiment of those values and qualities you claim to represent. You embody certain aspects of it, since no one is purely evil, but so long as you engage and live your life against those values, then your level of embodiment will be limited compared to those who actually embody truth, love, good, right, to higher degrees than you. I am not, quote, good. I embody aspects of goodness. I am, quote, generally good, trying to do what is right with what I know to be right, good, and true ways of living in harmony with natural law. And that would be the way. As I understand it, that's living and walking the way, is when you're living and walking in truth, in love, in right, in goodness, natural law. Because you're actually doing it, not pretending to yourself and ignoring what you're doing, as I used to do. I used to ignore the animal issue. I was even aware of it before I even came across Mark Passio, but I didn't want to face it, because I didn't do the inner work. I wasn't ready to face myself in full honesty. I've done a lot of development on myself to come to the position where I'm currently at. Anyone can do it. That's why I say I'm not special. Anyone can get this understanding that I'm describing. Anyone can change their behavior. Anyone can align themselves with truth, love, good, right, natural law, higher self, higher will, true self, spirit, all that. Anyone can do it. But you have to actually learn about it. You have to understand it. And then you got to actually do it. Not just lie to yourself and tell yourself, oh, I'm spiritual. Meanwhile, you're still participating in evil. I'm still participating in evil too. So I'm not fully aligned with the truth, but I embody certain aspects. Just like I don't engage in enslavement of other people directly. I don't murder them. I don't violate their rights. I don't do it to animals either, but there's a lot of people who do it to animals, and they're in denial about what they're doing. And that's what I mean by certain aspects that we can embody. So when you think, oh, well, I'm purely spiritual, well, maybe you should open your eyes a little more and look at yourself. Face yourself in the mirror and do some more inner work. Face your shadow and work on yourself and recognize the wrongdoings that you're a part of. And then you can sublimate, transmute, and purify yourself, heal, and change in alignment with what is actually truth, love, good, right, natural law. As I come across truth to show me more right from wrong, then I can choose to recognize, align, and embody it, or deny and reject it to my own detriment and devolution. This will determine my level of embodiment with truth. I am not highly, quote, spiritual. I only embody aspects of, quote, spirituality. I am not, quote, pure-hearted. I only embody aspects of a developed heart center or true care. These polarized conceptions obfuscate where people actually are in life. There's too much self-deception in truther circles and spiritual groups, quote truther and quote spiritual groups. people do not understand the degrees, grades, or level of the spectrum and make absolute polarized statements about their perceived level of consciousness. What makes one truly evolved in their actual level of consciousness as demonstrated through their living behavior, through their actions, how they live, and what their actions are responsible for, being a participant in evil or not, engaging in wrongdoings or not. The greater the wrong you're engaged in, the less of an evolved consciousness you have. The level of consciousness you have is lesser than someone else who's doing less wrong. That's just how it works. You're not at the point yet where you've decided to align yourself with what is truth, love, good, right, natural law, etc. It's so simple to me now, but before I got it, quote, got it, I didn't, quote, get it. I was at a lower level of consciousness. Thanks to seeking truth, I have evolved my consciousness to change my behaviors and myself in alignment with the truth I have attained and grasped. This is what brings evolution in consciousness. Truth leads to love, right, good, morality, natural law, etc. The terms we use to reference it does not matter as much as the recognition of it and the embodiment of it. So you can call it truth, love, right, good, morality, natural law, whatever. It doesn't really matter what you call it. These are just terms we're referencing. What matters is actually embodying those values and becoming them. That's your level of consciousness. So I go research me, not the higher self. It already has everything. It doesn't research. I choose to act and change my behavior and ways of thinking to align myself and embody aspects or qualities of the higher self. I research, learn, and research more. I go to Google and search terms to find correspondences. The search engine spits out similar pages that match my search parameters. The higher self is not creating those search results. I am the one doing the work to find it. I am the one seeing links and descriptions that are relevant for me to look into further, for me to warrant further research into. I click on those results and read more to learn more. I am doing this. Not the higher self. I do it. Me, you, everyone. We are the ones that have to do the great work to seek, embody, and speak, share, and teach what we learn. The higher self is at the level where it is, not here where we are. We are the ones on this plane of existence that have to align with its principles, to embody those principles and values. The higher self is not doing the work. We are. You develop understanding. You create connections and emergent properties of understanding develop from existing accumulation and attainment of truth. Do you want some proof through an analogy? Picture a baby consciousness, not aware of anything. Not perception in alignment with what is. They can't make any connection with anything. Awareness of reality is required. Then you can develop from there. It's all a ladder, steps, grades, levels that we need to work at progressing. The higher self won't be giving you all the information, won't be teaching you, won't be talking to you, not as far as I can tell anyways, not in my journey. You have to do it for yourself through recognition of truth and alignment with it and embodying it. Through this becoming more aspects of truth, you create new connections that were not part of the information you accumulated. Emergent properties, emergent qualities. This is the law of the whole being. This is the law of the whole being greater than the sum of its parts. This is how physical reality exists from the quantum energy fields. Emergent characteristics form from smaller parts. Reality is a huge Lego set. Reaching truth is a Lego set of construction from foundational principles and building on top of those. Ask yourself, if you were like a baby consciousness and had not experienced aspects of life and attained degrees of qualities of truth, would you even be able to make new connections and develop insights from emerging properties of what you have already grasped? No. That is my proof for why we are the ones who do this work to find truth and align with it. Not the higher self feeding us things. Effort is involved. Truth is not handed over on a silver platter, spoon-fed to you, without you requiring to do anything to grasp it. That is when we are so-called connected or communicating with the higher self, through an embodiment of principles, values, qualities, attributes, aspects, characteristics, and properties that we have come to recognize are truth, love, good, right, moral, etc. It's not an actual, quote, conversation or some such thing. At least this is how I have come to understand how this works. Maybe my understanding will develop to, quote, get it, but I cannot speak of understanding things I do not yet understand. So if you understand it to that level and you can actually explain it in a way that makes sense, well, then please share it with me. I have laid out what I consider great detail, the links to understand how truth is love, and refined it in my Natural Law Trivium Levels of Consciousness chart cheat sheet. And is also what is good, right, moral, natural law, higher self, higher will, spirit, etc. Different names to describe different aspects of one thing. This one thing is the great force that appears under different principles, values, aspects, properties, characteristics, attributes, and qualities. Only when enough correspondences, correlations, interconnections, and interlinking patterns are perceived, recognized, and accepted, can one understand how they are all the same thing described in different ways. Those who, quote, get it, well, they get it. And they speak of the same conclusions that I'm talking about. Usually in slightly different terms and definitions, but if you understand what they're saying the same thing. I have come to understand this thanks to those before me who have had those before them to thank. Who originally understood it is not known, nor is it important, at least for me. What is important is the understanding. I did not invent any of this. It is truth that has been sought after, discovered, embraced, and accepted. It's all likened to Lego building. One thing from another, pieces put together. That is the challenge in life. Truth is not spoon-fed. There are requirements. Seeking, putting in energy, putting in effort, persistence, dedication, and connecting things together, etc. I will make a comment on meditation. Here I have a picture of Mark Passio's The Symbolic Temple of Solomon, uniting the masculine concentration with the feminine meditation to arrive at contemplation. The unity of both. So, how do you think I came to understand what I currently understand? I don't meditate. Do you consider this understanding devalued because I have not meditated? I contemplate, which is a more productive use of the dual aspects of mind or consciousness. I don't meditate because it's not required. What is required is contemplation, which is described by Mark Passio as a merging of the faculties of concentration and meditation. Whether that is actually how it works or not is not important. What is important are the results of contemplation. The results are evolving consciousness through attainment and embodiment of truth, love, good, etc. Then I have a link to my Facebook post on contemplation where I put quotes from three of Mark Passio's podcasts explaining concentration and meditation and how contemplation is better. It's a reflective process. That's how you make the real connections, the correspondences, and see the patterns and link everything together to make a big web, to get the big picture, the big tapestry, the canvas connecting everything, all the dots connecting. That's reflection and contemplation. You're going to concentrate on something, you're not going to make many connections. I don't know about meditation, but you know, being thoughtless and removing thinking, I don't know how you're going to make much connections that way. Conscious living in conscious awareness is what evolves consciousness, not meditation, as far as I am concerned. I know people who meditate, and they have not reached the level of courage and willpower to align themselves with greater aspects of truth, love, good, right, morality, etc., that I have come to do, become, and embody. I wonder why that is. Maybe a little imbalance is going on. I'm not saying abandon meditation, but maybe let go of the attachment to this need for meditation to evolve consciousness. Maybe. Just a thought. Contemplation, the union of the two aspects, is working great for me. I don't need to worry about either concentration or meditation. Thank you. Have fun thinking you are, quote, channeling the higher self, if that helps you, quote, feel good or, quote, special about yourself, that it is, quote, speaking to you because you are so, quote, evolved, even though your actions, behaviors, speech, or writing demonstrate a lack of alignment and embodiment of truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, higher self. The, quote, channeling is, as I have already explained, connections and correspondences from existing knowledge. You have to be consciously aware to amass knowledge. And then when you have knowledge, then you can create emergent properties and emergent insights from those connections that didn't exist before. That's the law of the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. That's what happens. It's not because, oh, I'm channeling the higher self. It's communicating with me. No, it's because you've already gained information. If you would not have come across certain information, you would not have been able to make new emergent connections or gain insights. It goes back to the baby consciousness example. If you don't have anything, you're not going to make anything new. You have to gain an initial basis first. That's how it works. If you talk about things Mark Passio talks about and add some new knowledge you have gained, you would not have been able to grasp that emergent knowledge if the prerequisite foundational basis wasn't there to build upon in the first place. I prefer to live in truth and not lie to myself. I don't care about feeling good about alleged powers or channeling or communicating with the higher self as much as I care for truth and becoming various aspects of truth, love, good, right, morality, natural law, etc. Please let me know if you have any objections that make sense that can help me evolve my consciousness towards understanding what you understand. So judge for yourself whether what I speak makes sense or is bullshit. I don't have special abilities. I have done some hard work to get to my current level of consciousness. Anyone can do the same. Truth takes time. Most of us are taught bullshit most of our lives, or engage our time and attention on low-quality information. So much of our time is wasted. It's all up to you where you want to go. Peace. And that's the article. That's what I have to say about cleansing the body to evolve consciousness. And I've experienced it, and other people who have gone vegetarian and vegan for the right reasons, for what is right, what is good, what is truth and love and morality and natural law, because it's in alignment with the true self, the higher will, source and spirit. All that is what's good. So you do it, you become vegetarian, and you work at improving yourself even more to become vegan, to not engage in harm. Do no harm. That's like one of my top rules. Do no harm. I don't want to be harming other innocent, sentient, animate beings. I don't want to take their property. They did the work to produce that property. It's not mine. Their bodies are their own. They're not mine. A lot of people in the truth movement don't understand this, and they do not want to understand it. They just want to believe, wow, I'm so evolved in consciousness. I don't need to become vegetarian. I don't need to become vegan. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to reduce my harm to animals. Bah! Animals are like plants. Plants have sentience, so animals are like plants. So therefore, I have validation. I can kill the animals and murder them, but it's not murder because they're just like plants. Yeah, well, by that same logic, we're sentient too. So you can fucking kill animals, you can kill humans and eat them too, and everything's okay because, well, you're a pure-hearted person and you're connected to the source, and God and nature teaches you. So if that was true, that it was wrong and evil to engage in enslavement, exploitation, harm, suffering, violence, or murder of animals, well, then you would already know it, right? Because you're connected to the source. Oh, yeah. You're so connected. You see how this is like circular logic? It's not true because I'm connected, and if it was true, well, then I would know about it because I'm connected. It's retarded. It's retarded thinking. And people who don't even believe in this bullshit about being connected to the source and all this stuff, oh, it's communicating, oh, it's channeling to me. People who are completely in left brain or other right brain imbalances, they think they can validate their wrongdoings just by believing in whatever they want to believe, that, oh, yeah, well, I'll make this comparison. Oh, well, plants have sentience, animals too, so I can, since we kill and murder plants, we could kill and murder animals. Anyways, I don't know how many times I'll be talking about that, because it's really one of my pet peeves of how people don't care for truth. They don't care at all. They pretend to care, but they don't care. They just want to believe whatever they want, concoct fantasy, delusional realities. Anyways, that's the end of that. I hope you enjoyed this little article. I went on a text 10 extra minutes. It was over 10 minutes ago. But, yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day. Until next time. Bye-bye.